Hello, my name is Elena Edwards. This is my second podcast I've ever made. However, this is the first one with a new podcast app. I am a graduate teaching assistant with a program that works with students on the autism spectrum. And I myself have autism, and it is an amazing, lovely thing that I was able to get that position. So what I'm going to talk about today is a little bit more about autism itself. It actually really isn't a learning disability. It's a learning disability, but it's not a developmental disability. So autism mostly affects a person's ability to socialize and feel comfortable in social situations. But it does also impact some of their ability to process information and understand what is happening, which is why it affects their social skills more than some other disabilities. So autism is quite a unique disability, in my opinion, because it is much different than other types of disabilities. So autism is mostly impacts their processing of information. So when you ask an autistic person or a person with autism a question, you need to give them wait time, even more so than you do when just asking a question in a classroom. So, with asking them a question, and this is just in any situation, if you ask them a question, you really need to give them the time to process it, because otherwise you're going to overwhelm them if you ask them the question again or in a different way, because then you might get a different answer. Because we are so... I would say because we're so creative, it's a little harder for us to answer a question. That's why you need to be as specific as possible in wanting to know exactly what you want. So when asking these questions, the wait time really gives them the ability to process your question and figure out a way to answer it. Now, in that situation, if you ask them a question like, what is your favorite movie and why? That's a pretty good question, because they can give you a movie and then they can also tell you in further detail of why it's their favorite. Or you're just going to open up a big can of worms and you're going to get a bunch of different movies and why they like them. Because I am that way. I have so many favorite movies that it's a little hard to choose just one. Now, in another situation, if you just ask them a question in your classroom, giving them that wait time is also not just figuring out an answer to your question, it's building up the courage in order to answer it. Because it is a more social situation with multiple people, they need to figure out if they even want to answer it. And if they choose not to answer it, don't take it as they don't know what they're talking about. Take it as they're just not comfortable in answering your question in front of other people. not because they don't know it, but because they are just so flustered they can't think of it, because you're not only asking them to talk in front of other people, but also you're asking them to figure out the answer. Now, having that, both of those situations, it's oversensitizing them. Because with autism, we have such high sensitivity that you're overstimulating them, and it's just taking them off guard, and they just can't do it. They can't process what's happening. That is why a lot of autistic students end up shutting down in social situations, because you're putting them on the spot and it's overstimulating them, which is why they end up using their stimming things, such as fidgeting, flapping their hands, moving their hands, rubbing their legs, playing with a pencil, playing with a pen, just any type of fidgeting. Other types of stimming are just completely shutting down and not being able to do anything, or way over stimulating, you're overstimulating them, and then that's when a lot of them will end up having a meltdown. Now, so moving on from that, just people with autism have their things that they're good at, yes. However, that doesn't mean that they're not good at other things as well. So the media showing of an autistic person is that they have one thing that they're good at and just that one thing, which is not true. The other thing is that with the media, a lot of autistic people are really good with math, and that is also not true. Now, yes, we can understand math, but that does not mean that we know anything and everything about math, and that we can do physics and trigonometry. That's not true. There are autistic people and people with autism that are not that great at math. And yes, we do have our things that we are good at. However, it doesn't mean that we know everything. That means that it is something that we like and that we will research to an extreme extent in order to know as much as we can about that subject. Basically, that is our point of interest. Now, with having a point of interest, we usually take that and we do that as much as possible, learning about it as much as possible, to the detriment of other things. Meaning that, for myself, I love TV and movies. I will research movies and TV shows so much that I know every actor in it. I know that actor's life story. And I know as much as I can about that movie or TV show. Now, with somebody else, with another person on the autism spectrum, their point of interest could be wars or war machines, so that they know every type of tank, airplane, helicopter, gun, knife, type of bullets. They will know anything and everything about them, from how they're made to how they're used and in what war that they are used. So, that meaning. Also, just because you run into somebody that is really good at something and knows everything there is to know about a subject does not mean that they are autistic. So, in that instance, it is very important to really not just, not meaning that you cannot just guess that somebody is autistic. It's pretty rude. However, just guessing also could be a detriment because one person will be okay with being on the autism spectrum like I am, and another person can be very offended by it because a lot of us don't like being labeled as autistic. We would prefer to be just treated like a normal person. So yes, I am more than willing to tell you that I am autistic. However, me saying that and then you treat me differently afterwards, I will be a little offended by it because I am high functioning, which means that I can adapt and work in any situation. So, keeping that in mind, be open-minded with a person that is on the autism spectrum because you don't know what they're able to do, and you don't necessarily know exactly how they will react if you just ask or if you just guess and then you might be wrong. So, leaving it at that, I hope you guys have a great day. And also, again, this podcast was just a little bit more of an intro into autism and how people act and the way that they interact with people, as well as just letting you know about how you can interact and to not just guess and then change the way that you act, but more of being open-minded and relatable to the person and just being kind and open, and again, open-minded. So I hope everybody has a great day. Again, my name is Elena Edwards. I myself am an autistic person, and I am a graduate teaching assistant with a program that works with autistic students in a college setting. So I hope you guys have a great day. And I hope to see y'all again soon.